Next door, in Iraq, tensions are also rising in the aftermath of Soleimani's assassination. Several rockets landed in Baghdad last night, one in the green zone near the U.S. embassy. Those missiles were likely launched by Iraqi militia groups who revered Soleimani. That's according to Hamid Reza Azizi. He teaches international relations at Shahid Beheshti University in Iran. And those Iraqi militia, Azizi says, may have bigger plans for retaliation.
I think we should expect a kind of twofold revenge to come. One that Iran is talking about, it will come in a kind of calculated and not necessarily quick manner. But the things that we are witnessing now in Iraq in terms of, for example, recent rocket attacks and these things, this is the second aspect of the revenge, which is coming from those groups which consider Soleimani as their own commander.
There's now been a vote in Iraq's parliament to expel U.S. troops. It's non-binding. Still, President Trump responded with threats for Iraq, sanctions, and a hefty bill, billions of dollars to repay the U.S. if it has to withdraw its troops. Sarkat Shams is a member of Iraq's parliament. I reached out to him in the city of Sulaymaniyah in Iraqi Kurdistan. I asked Shams if he cast a ballot to pull out U.S. troops.
No, I didn't participate. I boycotted. I rejected the whole bill and the whole motion of taking steps toward destroying the relationship with the United States. So that's something that we do not want that, and we want to have a peaceful relationship with both the United States and Iran.
Mr. Shams, I mean, you're in the Iraqi parliament. How seriously is the parliament taking Trump's threats of sanctions and this giant bill for U.S. troops that have served in Iraq that he's talking about?
Publicly threatening Iraq while you are considering Iraq as a partner, while you have your soldiers in Iraq fighting ISIS alongside Iraqi soldiers, and you do not find a diplomatic channel or at least calling the Iraqi prime minister to better understand the bill and the steps that the Iraqi government is going to take. Just on Twitter, the threatening Iraq is going to be even worse for the relationship, and it will damage the relationship even further.
Well, U.S. troops are still in Iraq. The prospect, though, of U.S. troops leaving, are you worried about your country breaking down further into Shiite, Sunni, and Kurdish enclaves?
Absolutely. This is the fear that we are trying to avoid, and this is the consequences of a forceful expulsion of the U.S. forces. If it is peaceful, if it's based on the mutual understanding, based on a request, and then we negotiate their presence again through diplomatic channels and by talking to our leaders, to the White House, this is something else. But this the way that it's been handled, and it looks like the militias that continue to threaten the U.S. embassy and the other embassies and the green zone that we have, most of the foreign embassies there have been bombed every night. Like last night, we had rockets targeted at the U.S. embassy. This is going to really make Iraq a war zone, another Syria, and will really give rise to radical groups to exploit the situation.
So with Presidents Bush and Obama, there was a kind of consistency to their policies, even if some say those policies were misguided. Does Donald Trump confuse the Iraqi parliament?
Exactly. We do not understand the United States these days. It's very hard to understand the United States. We hear something from their diplomats. They deal with Iraqi institutions with respect. Even some of these militia leaders, they had some meetings with the U.S. diplomats. But disrespecting Iraq and ignoring Iraq by the U.S. president and Iraqi leaders, not having them in the White House so far, not inviting them to the White House, and just seeing Iraq through the lenses of the enmity with Iran is really something that we do not see that the U.S. is seeing the value of partnership with Iraq. They only talk about Iraq when there is a crisis with Iran, while we have our own interest. And we have half of the country, the West and the North, which is the Kurds and the Sunnis, they want to have a peaceful relationship with the U.S. And also the moderate southern MPs, the Shia MPs, they also want to have a peaceful relationship with the United States, but without using Iraq against Iran. This is something we cannot accept, and Iraq cannot really tolerate that.
Meanwhile, I'm wondering what all of this will mean for the grassroots protesters in Baghdad who've been demonstrating since October. They were very upset, as you know, with corruption in Iraq. But what are their feelings about Iranian influence in Iraq?
Well, they are already starting a campaign saying the parliament does not represent me, which means the decision yesterday by forceful expulsion of the U.S. forces does not represent their will. They know that when U.S. is withdrawn, when U.S. Iraqi ties cut, that will means more militias. And that means all of the gains they had, the reforms, is going to be over. And there will be no space for peaceful assembly. That's really very sad. And I am in communication with them on a daily basis. They are urging us to take action, to do something to save the relationship with the United States for the sake of Iraq. But that's really very helpless, because very few MPs in the Iraqi parliament, they have the courage to publicly say that, to publicly say that we need to save the relationship with the United States, but we also need to start doing a successful negotiation with the United States, how to avoid confronting Iran on the Iraqi soil.
Sarkat Shams, a member of Iraq's parliament, he's been speaking with us from Sulaymaniyah in Iraqi Kurdistan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.